In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I want to begin this morning by sharing with you that I am really not a fan of gimmicky sermons. Sermons that have rhymes or mnemonic devices, etc. But I'm making an exception this morning. And actually, if you go back later on today or tomorrow, whenever it goes on the website, if you look at the title of this sermon, it's going to be Seeing is Believing. And that's C-apostrophe-I-N-G, because this morning's sermon involves the letter C. And the reason I wanted to preach the sermon in this way is because I'm very challenged when I hear this morning's epistle reading. I'm challenged because I say, I want to be this way. I want to live the way that St. Paul describes here as he writes to the Philippians. Brethren, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let all know your forbearance. The Lord is at hand. Have no anxiety about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is gracious, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things, which you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace will be with you. I want to live that way. And so this morning we'll look at the letter C and begin looking at the letter C with one important word, and that's commit. And it's a word we say a lot during liturgy, right? Let us commit ourselves and one another and our whole life to Christ our God. Sometimes we translate that as commend. It means the same thing. For those that like to actually look at the words in the Greek, the parathomatha comes from the verb paratithimi, which means to deposit in a person's hands, to commit to his charge, which is what we're saying. Let us put ourselves in the hands of Christ. Let us commit ourselves to his charge. And that is our goal. And so how do we do that? How do we commit? And with that in the back of our mind, I want to offer these three C words to think about. The first is consistency. Consistency in our prayer life, which we should be doing daily, even multiple times per day. Consistency in our worship, knowing that we need to be coming to church with frequency and partaking in the sacraments with frequency. And consistency in conforming to the teachings of the church. And the teachings of the church just aren't things like when to fast and when not to fast, but they're very basic things like love your neighbor as yourself, do unto others, love your enemies. These are the most important teachings of the church. But imagine a home where the parents only did laundry and cooked food when they felt like it. How would the kids feel? Imagine keeping a job if you only showed up to work when you felt like it. Imagine trying to get fit if you only exercised and ate well on the days that you really felt like doing it and the other days you didn't. And as we consider this first C of consistency, we would ask ourselves, how is it possible that we could think that living a Christian life is an exception to the rule of life? If our children need consistency from us, if our bosses need consistency from us, if our own health needs consistency, then obviously as Christians we are called to live a life in which our behavior is consistent. The second C word that I wanted to highlight is challenge. And the question is, can we ever love God enough? Is there ever a point in your life when you can say, I love God enough? Can we ever love our fellow human being enough? Can we ever be selfless or generous enough? And I hope the answer to that is everybody say, no, I can't. And I hope that we look at our spouses and we say, I can never be selfless enough. I can never sacrifice enough for my spouse, for my children, for my friends, for people whom I don't even know but need my help. I hope we look at this and think about the challenge of loving God and say, yes, my goal is to love God more and more and more and to know Him more and more and more. Now, on this last point of selfless and generosity, under the category of challenge, since we're all together today, I want to thank people. Thank people for your support of the church, your volunteering, and your financial support of the church. And by working for the church and by supporting the church, you make it possible for us to do all the wonderful things that we do. The services, the ministries, the programs, the way we help others, just keeping our doors open, being able to pay our staff, knowing that when you call and it forwards to a cell phone, knowing that there'll be somebody there in the hospital to visit you, etc. So thank you. Thank you very much for taking on that challenge of being selfless and sacrificing. And I will say just very briefly, if you are here today and haven't submitted a pledge card for 2017, there are plenty laying around. Please do that. And I say that because I know everybody will do it eventually. This is a little bit, I guess, selfish on my part, which goes against the sermon, but you'll save me about 20 or 30 hours of phone calls if you can just fill out a pledge card today. So if you do that, that would be great and would be greatly appreciated. And why don't we want to do that? Of course, we all want to do it because there is a challenge before us to always do better, to always support the church in the best way possible. And then a third C that supports this idea of committing. And the third C is this, completion. Completion. We are running a race, but we have to finish the race, all of us. And as we get older, unlike other things in life, as we get older as Christians, we shouldn't slack up. We shouldn't start to coast. We should be working even harder. There was a news article this past week that said, at least this was a British study, so at least it's true in the United Kingdom, that people in their 70s are the happiest. I don't know. But I think people in the 70s have the potential to be the most serious Christians among us. They've lived the longest. They have wisdom. They know how difficult life is when we are living apart from God. And I think there is something to be said for getting older as a Christian and taking it even more seriously. But regardless of what age we are, whether we are in our teens, 20s, 30s, 40s, or beyond, all of us at this point should be sprinting to the finish. That's what we're called to do. And that's why St. Paul uses athletic metaphors when he's writing. We are called to sprint towards the finish. Now, it doesn't matter when you started running the race. 1 week from now, when we hear St. John Chrysostom's Paschal Sermon, he's going to remind us that it doesn't matter even if you got into this whole business at the 11th hour, you're welcome. And that's true. It doesn't matter when in life we get serious about being a Christian, but then at that point, that's when we start to run the race and finish it to its completion, because completion is another great C word that helps us learn how to commit ourselves to God. So that is a little something for us to think about on Palm Sunday as we get ready for the procession with the palms and then to bless and distribute the palms. The word commitment, let us commit ourselves to Christ. And how do we do that? By being consistent in our life as Christians, by accepting the challenge to always do more, and by vowing that we will run together to complete the race. Now that may sound a little bit cheesy, the three C's. But that's okay, because cheesy starts with a C anyway, so we're all good. So I guess when it comes to fulfilling this morning's epistle reading into committing ourselves to Jesus Christ, seeing is believing.